Many people don't know this, but Clate Lea is actually all of downtown Prince George. There was a almost 1,400 hectare reserve called Fort George IR1, and that was all of Fort George Park over to what we called the Island Cache later on, and down into the VLA as well.
We had our village right in downtown Prince George, not just in the park, but in downtown Prince George as well. There was a lot of shifty business going on with deals, backdoor deals happening with the railway company and businessmen in Prince George.
So in 1913, you've got the Grand Trunk Pacific Railway. They make a shady deal with the government of Canada to annex those reserve lands.
They wanted the land because it's prime location. It's situated on the confluence of two rivers. The nation knew it wasn't a good deal. So the Indian agent had to revert to basically burning down the village while a lot of our men were out of the village hunting. And they came back to find their village gone and burnt out. And we consider it a forced relocation because you're coming back to nothing.
We're taking the land which is rightfully ours. Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes on reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadsides. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims. And for all these reasons, I have decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
We contacted the police. Why did they not help us find her? Why did they not start the investigation right away?
I think it's important for society and people in general to understand what it is our people have endured. A lot of them don't understand why it is they've been affected the way they are, because they don't have those tools to comprehend it. Like when I was being sexually molested, I was told, I better not say anything, otherwise consider myself not a part of the family. A lot of them are still lost, living in their world of whatever they have gone through.
They weren't just a drug addict, and they weren't just a sex trade worker. They were loved. They're missed. There's a child without a mother.